World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here, hour number two. And we are with, this hour we have Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Bud Dickman's going to join us on this story. And this has to do with this group of motorcyclists, Bud.
Yeah, some guys on a rice burner, though.
Okay, well, we're going to get out of this whole rice burner thing, because I'm not so sure it's...
I find it to be very offensive, and I find it to be xenophobic, as well as Quisling-esque.
Quisling-esque?
Yes, that's Quisling-esque, yes.
That's like a Nazi thing.
Well, I find it to be very Nazi. I don't like it.
That Nazi? Talk about a rice burner.
Well, we're talking about Japanese bikes, okay? Is that right? How do you know these guys were on rice burners?
That doesn't sound like... I saw all the bikes that they was using, and it was all rice burners. That's for sure.
All right, well, I'm going to get on the phone here a gentleman who is no stranger to our radio show, Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Bob is at Fraser Foods this evening. As a matter of fact, they're having a little bit of a family evening out there for customers of Fraser Foods, a carnival of sorts. Bob, I know that you enjoy riding yourself motorcycles. What kind of bike do you have?
Well, Phil, I've got a Road Cruiser as a Honda. It is a 750, and it's a pretty impressive motorcycle. It is, as Mr. Dickman called it, a rice burner, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, I don't mean in an offensive way.
Well, it is a little bit offensive when you say when you're talking. I think, Phil, you pointed it out, as did Ms. Gray. Because it was made in Japan... people seem to feel free to call them rice burners, and I think it is a bit offensive.
Well, I mean, okay, it probably is. I think it's more of an indication as to a cultural difference than it is racial. There's no question that they're good motorcycles. A lot of people ride them.
Well, and I want to say that even people that ride Harleys consider the bike that I have, the Honda, the big Honda, the big Road Cruiser, as a very superior motorcycle.
Not well anything.
It is considered to be a superior motorcycle to a Harley Davidson.
I don't agree on it, but you know, that's your opinion, and you're right to it.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask the host of the probe, Mr. Henry. I'm familiar with you. I'm familiar with Mr. Dickman. Is he going to be the one that I am debating?
You're not debating. Bud is in on this because he rides a motorcycle. He rides a Harley Davidson. I want to get to...
He may be riding... Sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
He may be riding a Harley Davidson, but I think it is... I think it probably reflects poorly on me that you got me interviewing or debating a guy that sounds like, you know, Froggy from the Mr. Frog Show, whatever the... Who's the one that... had sex with a pig?
Who's the one that had sex with a pig?
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the frog.
You're talking about Sesame Street. Never mind about... No, it's the Muppets. The Muppets.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Miss Piggy and Froggy, or Mr. Frog, or whatever his name was. I have all the respect in the world for you, Mr. Dickman, but you've got this frog voice.
Well, okay, but Bob, rather... you have a voice that is not the most pleasant.
Yeah, you sound like a girl.
Oh, I sound like a girl.
What happened?
Hung up.
I got a whole hour with this guy. What am I supposed to do?
Well, I don't know, but if I were you, I'd get on the phone and I would somehow assuage the man's hurt feelings, because you've got a little bit of a problem.
I don't have the problem. The problem is this guy, okay? Bud said he sounded like a girl, but this guy said he sounded like a frog.
Well, so what are we? You guys are going back and forth like children?
Well, it does sound about a frog. Why does he get to call me a frog?
I didn't say he gets to call you a frog, but you called him a girl.
Oh, you know what? I don't give a damn whether I have the guy back on or not. How about that?
How are you going to fill this hour?
I'll find a way. Don't worry. I found a way before. I wanted to talk about, by the way, this was going to be your segment, Margaret, the WikiLeaks movie, Fifth Estate.
Well, I've got a couple of things I want to say about it, yeah, but one of the things... I guess he's back.
Is that Mr. Green? Are you there?
Yeah, I am here. I wasn't going to rejoin the program, but then I heard you say that you have a woman there that's going to do a report, and I didn't...
You didn't want anybody to think it was him.
I didn't say that, did I?
Yes, you did. You said if they hear a lady, they didn't want to think as you.
No, I didn't say that. I said some people might mistake me.
Well, I think that that pretty much says it right there, that you know that you've got a bit of a higher-pitched voice.
Yeah, but I don't think I sound like a woman, unlike Mr. Dickman, who sounds like a frog. And that, I think, is the essential point of what we're talking about.
No, that's not the essential point of what we're talking about. The essential point of what we're talking about is this attack, a supposed attack on this motorist by people who ride motorcycles. We're not talking about whether you sound like a woman and Bud sounds like a frog. That's not it.
No, but I mean the secondary, once we got off the point.
Well, I think Phil would like to get back on the point.
All right, fine, we'll get back on the point.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
I don't think there's need. All right. I guess you're entitled to a little sarcasm, but I'd like you to...
Bob, I can tell you that I will handle the show my way. I don't need any help from you. And as I said, we're perfectly capable of going the full hour without you. All right?
So he hung up again. You can't do that, Phil.
Yeah, you can't talk at him like that.
What did I do?
You said you're perfectly capable of going about doing a whole hour without him, you know?
Yeah, and you go, what did I do? What did I do?
Shut up. All I said was we were perfectly capable of going the whole hour without him, and I didn't need him, okay? I didn't attempt to insult him, and I didn't attempt... Yeah?
Yeah? I mean, I'm back here. I'm trying to give you a break so you don't have to do a full hour on WikiLeaks and that movie. I've...
Don't worry about it, Bob. We've got that under control if that's what we have to do.
All right, fine. Thank you very much.
If he calls back, I don't want him back on air. Do you understand?
Yeah, but Mr. Hall...
Mr. Hall is only going to call if you call him.
Yeah, but I've got to.
Why do you have to call him?
Because he told me to call him every time something bad goes... And something bad happens.
Well, what's bad about this?
You had a guest that was going to be on a show, and here he is again.
You know what, Bob? I don't want to talk to you, okay?
You're going to have to talk to me.
There, how do you like that? I just hung up on him.
Okay, that's fine, but I still got to call Mr. Hall.
You got to call Mr. Hall, why?
Because you told me to call him. Mr. Hall.
Boy, you know something, bud? Every time I ask you to get somebody on the phone, it takes you forever, but you got Hall on speed dial, man.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know, ask Bud.
I did, and he said that you essentially hung up on this guy, Green, who's a sponsor. And I got, put your legs down, will you, honey? I got Daphne is here. She's got her feet up because she's got blood clots, phlebitis.
Phlebitis, okay.
Well, can you have a little more compassion?
You know, phlebitis is something that generally older people get. It's generally something that has to do with circulation. And frankly, it's generally something that has to do with poor circulation. And Daphne and her donuts, you know.
Oh, no, not Daphne and her donuts. All right.
Do you guys want to pull it over Daphne and her donuts and whether or not a guy has a voice like a woman or a frog, or do you want to get to the point?
That's my thing. That's why I called up. Isn't that what you guys are going to be talking about this hour?
What?
You're going to talk about whether this motorcycle thing was because of these rice burners. Or
I asked Bud not to use the term rice burner.
Well, I don't know. Is he saying rice burner?
Yeah.
All right, well, what's wrong with that?
Because I don't want him to use rice burner. I don't want it to be about the kind of motorcycles these guys are using. I want it to be about whether or not this group of people, is that him?
I want to jump in here. This is Bob Green. David, how are you?
I'm fine.
I was on the air, and I was all ready to talk about this situation.
All right, hold everybody hold on, because now I got to take a break.
Oh, boy, you are really... Now they're going to be doubly pissed.
Yeah, I told you.
I got it under control, okay? I got it under control. I have it under control. Are they still on hold?
No, he hung up.
Great. That's fine with me. If they hang up, that's fine with me. One of the things that I can't get through to you, Bud, is that when I decide I want to do something, you don't have to put them back on the air.
What about Mr. Hall?
You don't have to put him back on the air.
Well, what about Bob Green?
He doesn't have to put him back on the air either.
What if they both call together? Are you kidding or something, man?
Yeah, there you go, the magic words. Are you kidding or something? We'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Don't worry about what either one of those guys wants to do. Only worry about one thing, Bud, what I want to do. The things that I want to do. The things that I want to accomplish. The places that I want to go. The people that I want to see. Okay?
Yeah, it's all about you.
As a matter of fact, yes, it is all about me because it's my show. Okay? God! We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Phil, this is Bob Green. I called back.
Get Jim out of there, will you? We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We may be talking about motorcycles. We may be talking about a guy's voice sounding like a frog or a woman's. Or we may be talking about Daphne having phlebitis, even though she's only 29, with her big, fat, thick ankles. I don't know. I don't care. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. With me is Robert Green, and David G. Hall is back on the line with us, so that's fine. I mean, I got no problem with any of this. If you guys want to be on the air, that's fine. If we want to continue with the report that we were going to do, Bob, but I'm not going to have you guys continually hanging up, okay?
Phil, let me say something. This is David G. Hall, and as you know, I don't like coming on this program. I've got a girlfriend who is my fiance and who is suffering from a phlebitis. What you said toward the break I thought was unnecessary when you referred to her weight.
I was talking about circulation, all right?
It's got nothing to do with anything. It's got nothing to do with anything.
I want to jump on here, David. This is Bob Green, and echo what you're saying. I know that there have been incidences where she's come on the show or you've had her on where there's a discussion of donuts.
All right, look, guys, you know, you have some idea that you get to take over this show. You don't. I'll hang the phone up and we'll move on. We've got other guests. Margaret is going to talk about the WikiLeaks movie. I can go forward on this motorcycle topic with Bud alone. I don't need you guys. I don't need you, David, and I don't need you, Bob. Okay? I couldn't be more offensive and more direct.
Well, I don't know about you. Are you going to hang up?
No, I'm going to stick around because I don't want this topic.
I'm hanging up because I am I'm offended.
I guess he got hung up on?
Yeah, he did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I didn't do anything bad.
You didn't do anything bad.
All I was trying to do was talk about, if you want me to say rice burner.
I don't want you to say rice burner.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, that's fine, Bob. We're talking with Robert Green. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods. And we're discussing a situation that has developed over the last few days. It's getting more involved and, quite frankly, a little more disturbing. What started out as apparently a hit and run or some kind of an altercation between a motorist and a motorcyclist turned into an all-out assault on the motorist by members of this group of this pack, if you will, of motorcyclists. Now we have a police detective who has been arrested, who has been charged with being involved in this pack. His name is Wojciech Bruchak. He's 32, and apparently he was initially charged with riot and criminal mischief when he was arrested on Tuesday, but at his arraignment on Wednesday, prosecutors said his actions warrant harsher charges. He's been suspended from the police without pay. He's been he's been charged with gang assault and assault, regular assault.
But what's the difference?
Yeah, what do they mean, gang assault and regular assault?
Well, one is an organized gang assault, which I think has to do with... I think everybody in the mob can be charged equally, whether or not anyone witnessed, per se, an individual emerging in this incident. Photos were viewed on Wednesday. Several activists from the Occupy Wall Street movement identified Detective Bruchak as a man that they knew as Al, a fixture at Zuccotti Park during the protests. There, they said they suspected he was monitoring movement undercover. Now, in a video of the assault viewed by authorities but not made public, Detective Bruchak was off duty and wearing motorcycle gloves. He's seen breaking the rearview mirror, or the rear window, rather, of Mr. Leon's car. It was a Rover that he was in. And he was attacked, as you know, if you've been following the story, by this group of people after they had felt he had run into one of their number. And the rest of them set upon Mr. Alexian Lian and his wife, Rosalind, and their two-year-old daughter, these were passengers in the car, terrorizing the rest of the driver's family, according to authorities, the prosecutor, Samantha Torino. His client was, according to the attorney for the detective, was more than 12 feet from the car during the assault and never came into contact with the man. However, nobody's denying that the guy was there. So, Bob, what's your comment on all of this?
Well, first of all, I think it's the partial description you gave there. What this was a guy that had run over somebody and did run over someone. Apparently, after the initial contact, he ran this guy over. And apparently this guy could be possibly paralyzed. I don't know what the end result is. And
this is one of the motorcyclists?
Yeah, there's a guy who got hit the first time, and that guy got hit on the second time.
Yeah, there was a guy that got hit as he was leaving. Now, I don't want to get into a whole discussion on who's right and who's wrong. I'm going to tell you something, though. I ride with a group of friends. And we enjoy riding. I don't think it should be understood that we're a group of people that I've heard you say, Phil, that some of these weekend riders, like who are on some of what you call these rice rockets or weekend warriors, this kind of a thing. That may be the case. That is not the case with myself or the people that I ride with. We are law-abiding, and we are respectful people. But I don't think you want to get too, I don't think you want to get too high on your horse around us, because if we have to, we can really bring some damage. That's all I want to say about that.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, what do you mean? That's all I really want to, I'm just saying.
Hold on. You can bring some damage.
I don't mean damage in the way that you're thinking. I'm just saying, if I were you or anybody that wanted to mess with me and my friends when we ride on a Sunday, I would think again. Because, yes, we'll call the cops, but there is a time of, there's a period of time between when you call the cops and when they get there. And let me put it to you this way. We know how to fill up that time.
Okay, Bob, what you're basically saying is you physically assault people.
No, I did not say that.
Yeah, you did. Said you're going to get all badass.
I didn't say that. I said if somebody attacks me and my friends and...
How many guys ride with you, if you don't mind me asking?
Enough.
Well, okay, what does that mean?
That mean enough.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Dick, but I'm talking to Mr. Hendry. I hear you in the background, and it disturbs me, okay?
Hey.
Well, what does it mean, enough?
Enough.
Tell me how many people, or unless you're afraid to.
No. There's nothing having to do with any fear when it comes to myself and my friends. When we hit the road and we go out and we ride to feel the wind in our hair and to enjoy freedom for the first time in a week, because we've got these button-down jobs, I would suggest that people get out of our way. I'm not saying that we attack people. We're law-abiding citizens. That's all I'm saying.
Who are some of the guys that ride with you?
You know a couple of the guys. We've got Ralph Jacobs, who works at one of the other... I can't mention this. He's an accountant. We've got three accountants. We've got an attorney. And other guys.
And other guys that really bring it and really are badass, huh?
You know, Phil...
Well, Bob, that's what you're saying. You're saying that you're out on the weekend, and you're riding your bike, and you're all badass. Isn't that what you're saying?
I'm saying that if you think you're going to bump one of us, I would not suggest it. I would not suggest it, because I've got a hair-trigger temper, and I have... You can ask anyone. I've gone wild on people.
Have you ever been charged with a crime?
I'd rather not say.
Have you ever been charged with assault?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, that's neither a yes nor a no.
Well, if I say to you, I'd rather not say, you should read that to mean yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What are you talking about, Bob? Have you been charged with a crime?
I'd rather not say. Now, what does that mean to you?
It means you'd rather not say?
It means that I'm hiding...
Are you... Bob, I'm not... You know, I can't...
Cat got your tongue? You asked me if I've been charged with a crime.
Yes.
I'd rather not say. What does that mean?
It means you'd rather not say.
It means you... Are you saying that you... Yes, you have, but you don't want to say it?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Hold the line, Bob, while we get into another commercial break. This code that's going on since the beginning of the show better end here, okay?
No, but nobody's doing it but him. Yeah, I tried to tell a guy to cut it out.
Well, then you better try telling him a little bit harder. Have you been charged with a crime, Bob? I'd rather not say. Oh, okay, then you haven't been charged with a crime? No, I'd just rather not say. Well, have you? I'd rather not say.
Well, it's clear to me that he wants us to think that he has.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that he has, you know.
Yeah, I can call up. You want me to call up Beanman?
Beanman? Who the hell is he? Call up Jay Santos. Hasn't he got a,
I think he does, yeah.
Call up Jay Santos. He can, he's got a friend. He's got a mole, I think, at the California Highway Patrol. We can find out if Bob is ever actually... No, you better not, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, don't start pussying.
Watch it, will you? All right, we're going to be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bob Green on the line with us. Bob is in Buena Park, California. We're talking with David G. Hall concerning the some of the questions that I guess we're asking Bob, and we've gotten way off the mark. David is not back on the line, is he?
No.
Well, I talked to David earlier, and he was simply asking if you'd hung up on Bob. He wanted to make sure that you hadn't hung up on Bob.
I will hang up on anybody I feel like hanging. I don't know if... Anyway, Bob, you're there, and we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good, Phil. I just wanted to make sure that that we got the respect that we deserve, because you're talking about those of us that ride and those of us that demand, or not demand, but we would like respect, and for the road angels and I'm not saying we have
the Road Angels.
Well,
what is this? Is this a club?
No, it's not a. It's what we call ourselves, and we do ride.
You realize that you put yourself up for all kinds of ridicule when you call yourself the Road Angels, and
no, Phil. I'm not trying to say we're the Hell's Angels. I'm simply saying that we go our own way, and
yeah, but the Hell's Angels came on you. What'd you do then?
If the Hell's Angels did what?
If you had an encounter with a 1%, you know, with one of these clubs that doesn't necessarily call the cops, like you were saying.
Well, that's who we are. We're not going to have a fight with them because we have the same philosophy as them.
Except you go back to your job as the CEO of a grocery store chain, and there's three guys that are accountants, and there's another guy that's a lawyer. You guys are far from living the life of outlaw bikers. Let me go to a phone call, though.
That's really, Phil, if you know what you're talking about, then you can talk, okay? Have you lived the life, you know... Phil, I doubt seriously. I know you're not a road angel because...
No, I'm not a road angel, and I don't have a motorcycle. Let me go to a guy named Gene here. Gene is calling us from Bakersfield, California tonight. Gene, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Bob Green. Hello.
Yeah, my name is Gene, and I'm calling from Bakersfield. I'm the chapter president up here of Roadkill, and I can tell you that I've never heard of the Road Angels or any other club by that name. I can tell you that we don't look for trouble, but we certainly do take care of ourselves in trouble arise. And the guy you got on the phone right now sounds like a typical weekend warrior. I don't think he's probably ridden a bike much more than a few months. And to me and people like myself, we don't go looking for problems, you know, at all.
Let me ask you something, Gene. This is Bob Green. I mean, if you, you know, and I don't mean anything. I'm not trying to start anything. But if you piss me off, you know that I'm going to have to make a statement.
You make any statement you want, my friend. So long as you're okay with the fact that you ain't going to walk away from it, and your family's okay with that.
Well, okay. You heard him, Phil. That's a threat.
No, it isn't. It's not a threat.
Why is that not a threat?
Well, let me tell you, I didn't threaten you. All I said was, if you want to, you know, if you want to make a statement, I'm going to defend myself, and you ain't going to walk away from that. That's a guarantee.
Okay. You understand there's a code of the road, don't you?
Look, Bob, let me just interrupt here, okay?
Whoa. There's a code of the road, right?
No, I don't know any code of the road, no.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm an outlaw. I'm not an outlaw because I do have a.
Yeah, I heard you got a grocery chain of some kind.
Yeah, that's right. I have a grocery chain.
But I can tell you that I'm not just going to stand there and watch you.
My friend, you're going to stand there and watch me do anything I want to do. I'll do anything that I want to do to you, and you will stand there and watch it, or you will be the recipient of it. It doesn't make any difference to me, but that's a guarantee. And
because we call ourselves the Road Angels?
Because you call yourself the Road Angels doesn't make any difference to me. It's what you think you are, and if you're going to run afoul of my club when we're out riding or whatever it is we're doing, you think you're going to make a statement, as you put it. You can make any statement you want. You ain't going to walk away from that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the name of your club is Roadkill. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I mean, that means that you're comparing yourselves to an animal.
I'm not going to talk with you much longer because I don't really like talking on the telephone or on these shows, but I'm just telling you what I told the guy that answered the phone.
Well, all right, but I just think that we would be deserving of respect.
What makes you think you're deserving of respect, Bob?
What makes me think I'm deserving of respect?
Yeah, he didn't deserve any real respect. You haven't said anything that would make you deserving of respect. You talk about being a road angel. I mean, you know, that's just a few letters away from Road Apple.
Road Apple.
Some kind of outlaw humor?
Well, that's fine. I think that's pretty funny, though. But you know what, man? I ain't going to talk to you much longer. You wanna make your statements, go right ahead, you know?
Are you at a carnival? Because I can hear a carnival behind you.
No, that's your carnival, man. I ain't carnival. I'm watching TV right now.
You're not at a carnival?
No, I'm not at a carnival.
Because if you were at a carnival...
All right, fine. Thank you very much, Gene, for your call. Our number is 855-500-7445. So there you have a guy who, it sounds to me like he's an actual, you know, he may be a part of a club that's an actual so-called 1% club. What do you think of that?
I'm not impressed. I mean, the Road Angels.
What are you talking about, a Road Angel, man? Do you think you're like a biker or something?
No, I don't think I'm a biker. I am a biker.
All right, you can make fun of the kid, but you obviously heard that guy. He said you can bring it anytime you want. Bob, are you out there trying to cause problems on the weekends with your motorcycle and your, you know, your lifestyle?
With my motorcycle and my lifestyle. Where do I begin with describing the disrespect that you just gave me, Phil? The Road Angels.
Will you knock it off with the Road Angels?
Bob, I don't think it does you any good talking about the Road Angels, all right?
Why is that?
Because it doesn't sound very threatening or formidable.
Yeah, you sound like the guy said, like a road apple.
See, that was, if he'd said that to my face.
If he'd said what to your face?
If he said that my club was called the Road Apples instead of the Road Angels, then we'd have a problem.
Oh, really? Well, you heard what the guy said. You can step up to the plate or, you know...
No, he said that if I wanted to make a statement, he said I could. And
yeah, but he said that you could because he'd deal with that. Is that him?
Yeah.
I don't... If that's the guy, I don't want to talk to him again. I already made the statement. I said that I was going to make the statement.
Yeah. Gene, go ahead.
Look at my friend. You make a statement anytime you want, and I'll walk right up to you. I'll tell you that your club is called the Road Apples. You look like Road Apples. And probably the bikes you ride, you know, anybody could ride, including a road apple. I mean, I bet you anything your bike, probably something that sounds like a sewing machine and would take a, you know, probably a one of those ropes to start a lawnmower with to get it going. So you are a road apple, man. Your club is a bunch of road apples, and I think that's what you ought to call your club, okay? And if I ever see you out there, I'll just go ahead and take your colors away from you and burn them, man.
Are you saying you're going to patch us over to be members of your club?
No, I ain't going to patch you over, man. I said I would take your colors away from you and I would burn them so they couldn't contaminate anybody else. That's all I got to say, because I'm not into talking this cabinet.
Is the gentleman still there?
No, he's not there, Bob. What are you asking for, okay? More trouble?
The Road Apples. That was some serious disrespect.
Bob, are you a criminal?
No, I am not a criminal.
All right. Are you a part of any kind of culture that you would consider to be one that, you know, mixes it up in those circles? Because, look, that cat that you just talked to there, he means what he says. And you're on the other end of a telephone. If you go out there and you decide that, how did we get into this? I thought we were talking about...
You're going to talk about the guy on the bikers and everything.
Yeah, when we were talking about, you were the guy that started in with the rice burners. Okay, and I do ride a rice burner or a Japanese bike, and I'm just saying that if a guy in a car tries to run me off the road or messes with one of my friends, then we have to, stomp. What's not called? I guess it would be stomping him.
Yeah, you're gonna have to stomp him. Okay, Bob, very best of luck to you.
Oh yeah. So you're gonna let this guy say what he wants to say?
No, I'm just telling you that anybody on a motorcycle, whether or not you're part of the Road Angels, or Roadkill, or whoever.
No, the Road Apples. That's the name of the club.
That's not the name of my club. My club is.
You do have a club, or do you have five guys?
We have a chapter.
Where's your chapter?
Our chapter's in Newport Beach.
Oh, wow, that's,
Newport Beach, yeah, you mind? Yeah.
Why don't you shut up, Dick, but let me... We have a chapter in Newport Beach.
Really? And where's the clubhouse? Like,
It's right now, it's at the Newport Beach Yacht Club, but,
Oh, my God.
No. No, Phil, you don't understand.
No, I understand perfectly. So the Road Apples... I'm sorry, the Road Angels...
Yes, you call me the Road Apples... And,
Yeah, tell Phil you're going to kick his ass, he said Road Apple.
I would not kick Phil's ass, but he would be menaced by me.
What does that mean, menaced?
Forget it. You people are, if I see any of you, I will stomp you.
Okay, there's Bob Green, obviously some sort of alcohol intake tonight. I can only imagine. Where did he say, Robert?
Dude, gonna go on the Arches.
Oh, if he was at Archie's, he was probably bellying up to the bar and pouring the bourbon down real early. Because that, to me, sounded like a guy that's not in touch with reality. The Road Angels. Well, in any event, what's your read on this, bud?
Well, I mean, these guys surrounding the car and everything sound like an idiot.
And that police officer was part of them. So what started out as something that might have had the sympathy of people, because apparently this man... There was some collision with one of the people on the motorcycle. The result...
Well, the result sounds like overkill.
Exactly. There was far, far too much so-called retribution.
I mean, but I don't know. I mean, I read something that was really disturbing about someone being partially paralyzed or possibly paralyzed, and that is really ugly. But the answer is not to go out there and form your club called the Road Angels, of which there are only five of you, and your clubhouse is a room at the Newport Beach Yacht Club. Ain't gonna happen. All right, we'll be back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray with the report to come on the new movie called Fifth Estate, and Benedict Cumberbatch is and I realize we've got a lot of names here that are strictly out of a club called the Road Apples.
Deputy President Road Apple, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Take it easy. Benedict Cumberbatch and Julian Assange.
Oh, there's some badasses.
Anyway, we'll be talking about the communication that these two men have had. Mr. Cumberbatch, the star of the movie, and, you know who Julian Assange is, and we'll find out what they talked about and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com every night here till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News Talk and Entertainment knows what we're talking about. Truth is our bitch. There's radio, and then there's the Phil Henry Show. And man, I tell you what, there's talk radio and there's the Phil Henry Show, and I hope they never, ever, ever have anything to do with each other.
And tomorrow you're going to be addressing a group of programmers and air talent and other people at the Talkers Seminar in Los Angeles with an attitude like that.
Yeah, you had get it cleaned up.
Well, there's nothing to clean up. Oh, come on. I'm just having a little bit of sport. I am having a little bit of sport. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm saying, look, let's all kick ass, okay? Let's get our heads out of the traditional mindset. I think that that's the way to go in business, no matter what business you're in right now. I think today's the day. These are the times to think creatively, to really bust out and do something different. This is not the time to play it safe. You play it safe, you're going to get lost. Lost in the shuffle. These are the times that try men's souls. Yes.
Better like Shakespeare?
I don't know.
Damn like it.
in any event, these are the times when you ought to take a chance, try something new. If you got a business you want to start, now's the time to start it. Quit screwing around and quit worrying about what the government did this and the guy did that and something else, okay?
Well, now you're giving your big speech, but there's a lot of people, Phil, that don't have the resources that you have.
What are you talking about? Everybody has their own resources. Everyone has their way of making their way in this world. What do you mean, resources?
Talk about money, Mr. Henry.
Yes. We're talking about the good old-fashioned American dollar. And what they're going to do-woo...
What is it with the do-woo? Why do you say that?
I'm emphasizing a point.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Thank you, bud.
Okay.
Well, now I forgot what I was saying.
You're saying that now's the time for people to play it safe? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I am saying that not everyone has...
I think, I don't care who you are listening to me right now, this is the time to go out and push the walls, the bounds of your universe out and begin to take those chances. This is it, okay? There's no time like the present, man. You know, if you hang around long enough, I swear to God, hang around on Facebook long enough or Twitter or any of these places, social media in this country, hang around there and read what people write, and you come away with, yeah, sure, there's the odd person who's got something that's rather bold to say, but most of what you are reading is coming from people that are nothing more than pincushions. They're just people that are taking these jabs and taking these sword stabs and they're taking these assaults, and that's what you're reading. You're reading people who are posting comments about this crap that they had to go through and that crap that they had to go through, and here's something else that happened to them, and here's something else that happened to them, and here's why their kid is this and that, you know.
Well, because that's, Phil, I mean, this is not some Robin Hood movie.
Look at Margaret, I'm not saying, you know...
Well, Mr. Henry, you ought to be able to take a difference of opinion, not get all wigged out and everything.
Yeah, you looked like you balled your fist up and wanted a belter.
I didn't ball my fist up.
Well, you did, Margaret.
I always ball my fist up. I do it when I get angry at my son. What's the big deal?
Because you have smacked your son.
Not with a... How dare you? Not with a fist. I backhanded my son with a 3-carat stone sticking out.
You see, you don't want to say why.
No, I'll say why, because I wanted to make sure it left an impression on the boy.
Yeah, we'd call the cops, it would have been trouble.
No.
Well, Margaret, if the cops came over and saw a 3-carat stone impression on Jason J. Delmonico's face, they would have arrested you.
They would have arrested me for what?
For assault.
I backhanded that boy after he wouldn't shut up. So if I talk... You know, I'm not going to discuss this with you. How dare you? You've got... And with Dickman sitting there leering at me? No way.
I'm not leering at you.
Well, then what's this face you're giving me? Like, ee? What is that?
What face?
What's he doing?
He's sitting there going like this. You see what I'm doing? Look in the mirror.
I'm looking at your face.
I know, but look in the mirror. Now, what? You're doing this. You're looking at me with your finger. What is that?
It's gum.
Bud, either chew the gum or throw it away. Don't have it sticking on your finger.
Sorry.
And you're like this. You're going... It's almost the face of a Class A Level 1 imbecile, which is what they used to call them.
A Class A Level 1 imbecile.
That's right, Phil, and I know that you're repeating it to make sure that everybody out there thinks that I'm about 100 yards of turd. Well, I'm not. I'm a mother and...
Margaret, I'm not trying to get you into any problem that you haven't already gotten yourself into. I'm just wondering what you mean by...
I'm telling you, look at his kisser. He looks like somebody that ought to be sitting in an alley with a dirt... You know, in the old days, they called him the town drunk. Now he works for you.
But, you know, you can dance all you want around the insults, but you're making fun of Bud because he's a little bit slow and he doesn't talk like the rest of us. And he's looking at you, trying to figure out what it is you're saying. That's the look on his face when he can't figure stuff out. Right, Bud?
No.
Then why are you leering at her like that?
Because I just wanted to leer at her, see if it'll freak her out.
That, well, look, why, you dirty...
Hey, watch it.
So you did it on purpose. I'll never forget this, as long as I live, Dickman.
God, what is it with you?
Nothing. Just remember what I said.
Everybody with the... since we were talking about motorcycles and payback and... you know, make a statement. Everybody's out here making their statement.
Yeah, well, you want to know something? I don't make statements. I back them up. Some people talk. I do. When I get it, you'll get it. What the hell is so funny?
When I get it, you'll get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Read it and weep.
All right. So that's the story with the motorcyclists. Coming up, you have this...
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Benedict Cumberbatch. Go ahead, get your laughs out now, because that is his name. He's a very talented actor. He is the star of the new film, Fifth Estate. Doug Danger will be on to talk about the film with me, as well as Jay Santos on the security risks to the United States of America of a film that could very well be a brilliant film, or it could stink the joint out. It's not funny.
Well, what are the security risks to the country if the film does, in point of fact, stink the joint out?
We've got problems. If this movie gets released and it stinks to high heaven, you've still got problems, because good movie, bad movie, it could still contain some secrets or ways that the CIA has of operating. And you get a film out there with Benedict Cumberbatch that's a real smeller, you'll never hear the end of it.
So we'll find out from Margaret and Doug Danger and others. We come back, world-famous Phil Henry Show, Benedict Cumberbatch. And apparently he's had some contact with Julian Assange, so we'll find out.